السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. وقال تعالى: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء مع من أحبه، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. من المحترم بايو دوستو بزرگو، my respected friends, brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established 12 months in the year. Now these 12 months are not the invention of human beings. Human beings renamed these months, and we have the different calendars, the Gregorian calendar, and according to different countries and different cultures they follow, they have different ways of naming these months or different terminologies that they use. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran that إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا, that the months in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has established 12 months. And from them, minha arba'atun hurum, four of those months are very sacred, very sanctified, very special months. So this Islamic calendar, this Islamic timing, all of these things, as a Muslim, I need to bring into my life. I need to go back to these things. The Islamic dates, the Islamic calendar, the virtue of the importance of each Islamic month needs to be in front of us at all times. That's why we have, because whether a person follows the Gregorian calendar, obviously it's for the sake of ease. We live in English or a Western society where this calendar is followed, and our time, our dates, our life revolves around this calendar. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached a special importance to the Islamic calendar. Each month is very virtuous, very sanctified, very special. Each month carries certain virtues. So that's why it's very important that we go back to these months. We learn about these months. We learn about the virtues of each of these months. And it's very important that we stay away from the cultures and the customs which are associated with the months in the English calendar, in the Gregorian calendar. For example, November now. So there's going to be a bonfire night. Last month, October, you had Halloween. We have all of these kind of events which take place in the Gregorian calendar. There was a time when Muslims stayed aloof from these things, stayed away from these things. But unfortunately, as time goes by, Muslims are kind of falling into these things. And we feel that we also need to celebrate. Because earlier what used to happen, our parents who came from, or our grandparents who came from their native countries, they didn't have any kind of understanding of these things, so they didn't educate their children accordingly. But those who are born and brought up in this country many times feel that, you know what, it's just a fun time. We're not going to associate any religious connection to this thing, but it's just a fun time of happiness, a time of fun. The children can enjoy. So Halloween, you know, let the children enjoy. The same way they're going to school, they're coming back and they're saying, Mom, Dad, you know, in school they taught us this, and they're doing this and they're doing that. So then the parents feel, you know what, when I was a child as well in school they used to do that, and I used to kind of feel that I was missing out. So why don't I let my child just enjoy these things? So it starts off from there. And then slowly and surely what happens is it becomes such a culture and a custom that is very difficult to uproot. And if you say to the children one year, okay, you know, kids, this year we're not going to do any of this Halloween thing. You know, we did it, you were younger, so we were just, you know, just I just want you to enjoy yourself and just be happy. But now you're getting older, we shouldn't do this anymore. Children will become upset. They'll say, we're so used to this. This was part of our lives, that every year we used to celebrate Halloween. We used to enjoy it. Similarly, in Christmas, so a person, people think it's innocent. Aaj kal hum dekhte bahut saare Musliman gharane ke andar Christmas celebrate karte hain, manate hain. Agarche usi tarah matlab ghair Musalmanon ke dil ke andar jo aqaid ho, aqaid na ho, lekin sochte hain ki isme kya haraj hai, Christmas dinner ho jaye, turkey ek khareed ke laaye, isko ye kare zaba kare, isko matlab dastarkhan pe rakhe, isi tarah Christmas tree aur light wagaira lagaye, isme kya haraj hai, bacche ise khushiyan manayenge, khush ho jayenge unke dil. لیکن ایک چیز بہت ضروری ہے کہ اگر ایک چیز عادت بن جائے تو پھر اس کو دوبارہ ہٹانا بہت مشکل ہوتا ہے. اور پھر اگر بچے بڑے ہو جائے پھر میں کہوں کہ یہ تو جب تم بچے ہوتے تھے اس وقت ہم نے کیا تھا تمہارے دل کو خوش کرنے کے لیے, ابھی تو تم بڑے ہو گئے ہو, ان چیزوں کو چھوڑ دو. بچے مطلب بہت ناراض ہو جائیں گے, کتنے سالوں سے یہ ہمارے فیملی کا ایک عادت تھا کہ ہر سال ہم کرسمس مناتے ہیں, ہر سال ہم نومبر میں یہ فائر ورکس کرتے ہیں, ہر سال اکتوبر میں ہم ٹرک اور ٹریٹ کرتے ہیں. یہ ہوتا ہے بہت سارے مسلمان گھرانوں میں, ابھی یہ چیزیں ہوتی ہیں اور اس مہینہ آنے سے پہلے اس کی تیاری شروع ہو جاتی ہے کہ when October comes, what are we going to do, how are we going to do it, November comes, be fireworks, دیکھیے گا fireworks, bonfire night is tomorrow 5th of November. کتنے ہفتے پہلے سے ماشاء اللہ ہماری یہاں دکان کھل گئی ہے اور دوسرے جگہوں میں یہ دکانیں, because we know that this is a business, people will come buy fireworks. So even in next to my house, ہمارے پڑوسی وغیرہ, میں شام کو مدرسہ ختم کر کے 9:30-10 گھر جاتا ہوں اور جا کے فائر ورکس, پچھلے 2-3 ہفتوں سے فائر ورکس, اور ابھی تک فائر ورک کا دن بھی نہیں آیا, دن کل ہے اور 3 ہفتے پہلے سے فائر ورکس شروع ہو گئی ہے. So this is the way we take things, you know, we really take things to the extreme. So that's why it's very important that we educate our children. Tell them in a very rational manner that look, people do this, but what's the reason? Log kyun Halloween manate hain? Kyun fireworks wagaira karte hain? Isme Islam ki kya talimat hai? Fireworks mein bahut sare fuzool kharchi hai, bahut sare israf. Ji, ek cheez ko main khareed raha hu phir isko jala raha hu, jala ke bilkul khaak kar raha hu. جی, اور فائر ورکس اتنے مہنگی بھی ہوتی ہے, یہ 40 pound, 50 pound, 60 pound کی کیسز ہوتی ہے, اور لوگ اس کو خرید کے جو ہے نا آدھا گھنٹے میں پورے باکس کو جلا لیتے ہیں. تو اس میں کیا اپنے پیسوں کو بس آگ لگا رہے ہیں. سو اٹس ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ دیٹ وی ٹیچ اینڈ وی ایجوکیٹ اور چلڈرن اباؤٹ بم فائر نائٹ, اباؤٹ دا اسلامک ٹیچنگز, اباؤٹ ہالووین, اباؤٹ دا اسلامک ٹیچنگز. کرسمس بھی ابھی جو آ رہا ہے, اس میں ہمارے بچوں کو یہ کچھ عقائد کا معلوم نہیں ہے, ان کو کچھ علم نہیں ہے. مدرسے میں ہم کوشش کرتے ہیں بچوں کو پڑھائے, لیکن گھر میں بنیادی ذمہ داری والدین کا ہوتا ہے. دا مین ریسپانسبلٹی لائز ود دا پیرنٹس ٹو ایجوکیٹ آور چلڈرن. وٹ ڈز اسلام سے اباؤٹ کرسمس, وٹ ڈز اسلام سے اباؤٹ سیدنا عیسیٰ علیہ السلام, اور بلیفس اباؤٹ سیدنا عیسیٰ علیہ السلام. ہو واز سیدنا عیسیٰ علیہ السلام؟ He was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not in any way, shape or form a relative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many Muslim families, we have no idea that our children in reception, primary school, nursery, they're still babies. And in reception, they're still babies. But in reception, many of our primary schools, our local primary schools, the Christian primary schools, they're teaching them all of the nativity rhymes. In reception, and the children is singing, or the child is singing all of these songs, which if a person did it with their beliefs, it could take you out of the fold of Islam. Father, son, our father, all of these things, they're saying it. The children are saying it in their songs in primary schools. So it's very important we investigate and we learn, or we familiarize ourselves with what our children are being taught in schools. And we have a say. And the sad reality is, unfortunately, our localities where there's a big Muslim population, still we have no say in the schools. Or we're just blind, or we just feign ignorance. Like they say, you know, tajahul arifana. That you know what's going on, but you just want to act like you don't know. Because it doesn't matter, children, bache hain, it doesn't matter. But these things, when they go into the child mind of the child, it has an effect. And it has a long-term effect. Similarly, movies, television, videos, YouTube, all of these things that children are watching again and again, every single day, The whole purpose is that there are certain messages trying, which are, the purpose is for those, for the children to be influenced by those messages and be affected by those messages. So we need to take control of our lives, of the lives of our children. We need to be, you know, we need to be aware of what's going on. It's very important. So you see, because now we have bonfire night, we have Halloween, and children are talking about it. Children are saying, oh, Qari Sahib, what does Islam say? And can we not do this? And what's wrong with doing trick or treat? And what's wrong with buying fireworks? And it's so fun, and I've been here, and I've seen this. So of course, inshallah, in our responsibility as ustads, we will tell them. But the bunyadi, the foundational responsibility lies with the parents. At home, this is where the children are trained. This is where the mizaj is made, where the mind is made. If parents say something, we have children in our madrasa, girls who are 13 years old, 14 years old, they don't wear hijab on their head. They don't cover their head when they go out. They don't cover their body the way that they should be covered. This hijab is not an option. Okay, if you like it, wear it. Or you have these group of Muslims called the religious ones. They have to wear hijab on their head, and the rest of us, normal Muslims, chilled out, relaxed Muslims who enjoy life a little bit, we don't have to do that. So then we teach our children this. Okay, don't wear the hijab, otherwise you'll be the extreme Muslims. You're still a Muslim, you believe in Allah, we love Allah, we give charity, but we don't have to follow all of the rules. We can pick and choose. The ones that are easy for us to follow, we follow, and the ones that we find a bit difficult, we're not going to follow. So it's a very serious thing. So there was a girl who the teacher was explaining to, you need to wear, you know, she understood the importance of hijab. But she says, Baji, I can't wear it because my mom will shout at me. My mom won't allow me to wear it because she doesn't wear it herself. Because I did tell her that I need to wear it, but she shouted at me and she said, you can't. You do what I tell you to do. So we're giving our children to the teachers, teach them Islam, and then once Islam is being taught, then we sit there and we think, no, keep this, don't keep this. You know, we filter the Islam which is being taught. This is moderate and this is extreme. Extreme in what sense? Cover your hair, something Allah has made fard upon you. No, this is extreme, we don't need to do this. 5 times salah, you don't need to do 5 times salah. You do 1 or 2 namaz, you're okay, you're young. She's baligh. You know, they're both mature. The boy is baligh, the girl is baligh. The parent is saying, no, you do 1 or 2 namaz, it's okay, you're a Muslim. In Ramadan, you don't have to fast. You're going to find it very difficult. Well, my teacher says, Ustad says I have to, they're going to shout at me. Baji is going to shout at me when she asks me tomorrow, and I tell her that I didn't fast. She's going to say, you know, fasting is farz, why did you not fast? Mother says, I don't care what Baji is going to say, I'm telling you, you can't fast. Force feeding the daughter to eat food. Putting the food saying, you have to eat, you have to break your fast. Because otherwise you're going to go to school and your health is going to get affected. What comes first, my dear brothers and my elders? Priorities. The priority is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. There's no obedience to the Creator when it comes to, there's no obedience to the creation when it comes to disobeying the Creator. No such thing. I have to obey this person. Otherwise they're going to be upset. If it means making Allah angry. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was made the Khalifa of the Muslims, he wrote a letter to Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha as-Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he asked her in that letter that, أوصني, well, give me some advice, and don't, وَلَا تُكْثِرِي عَلَيَّ, don't give me too many pieces of advice that I will find it hard to implement. Give me something which is very short and sweet. So Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she wrote back in that letter. Imam al-Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this in his Jami' al-Sahih. And he mentions that whoever obeys the creation, whoever obeys the Creator and makes the creation unhappy. So I want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And in doing so, I make the creation upset with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kafahu Allahu mu'natan nasi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the evil of the people. People might say, oh, why is this person doing this? Why is that person doing that? Person doesn't care. I've set out to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the evil of people. However, whoever tries to please the creation, please the makhluk, and by doing so, they make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. وَكَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ. Allah ta'ala will hand you over to the people. Now the people will do all kinds of harm to you, and you will not find any means of refuge and any means of safety, because you set out just to please people, and you didn't care that when you were trying to please people, you were making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. And Allah is the king, Allah is the creator, Allah is the legislator. Allah ta'ala tells us what we need to do, Allah ta'ala tells us what we should stay away from. So that's why it's very important, my dear respected brothers and elders, that we understand this and we give this, we teach this at home to our children. From childhood, from, you know, the children need to be taught whose rules are the most important rules. Whose laws are the most important laws? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is king of everything, all the kingdom. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. That you give, oh Allah, you are the king of all the kingdoms. You give power and authority to whoever you want to. You take away power and authority from whoever you want. You give respect to whoever you want. You give disgrace to whoever you want. This is your dominion. Nobody has a say. And if I set out to please you, then everything will work out for me. And if I disobey you because I'm trying to keep other people happy, then Allah protect me. I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. We need to teach this to our children. It's very important. So when these times of the year come, of course, you know, our society is very different now from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. We have to be loving, we have to be affectionate, we have to be caring. You know, like the ulama mentioned, you know, don't, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bashiru wala tunaffiru, wa yassiru wala tu'assiru. Give people good news, don't put people off. Similarly, make things easy for people. Don't make things hard for people. So children are obviously in that prime position where we need to be soft, affectionate, caring, loving, all of these things. But at the same time, we need to teach them the morals and the principles, the important principles that need to be in their life, written with, you know, words, ink of gold, that this is something they take very, very seriously. What are the priorities? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, and the laws and regulations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put down. There's no compromise in these things. No compromise whatsoever. We need to have this in our lives and teach this to our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to practice upon these few things. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ayya ala salah, Ayya ala salah, Ayya ala al-falah, Hayya alal falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Thank you.
पिछले हफ्ते जो जुमे में कलेक्शन हुई थी 1312 पाउंड्स 11 पेंस, अल्लाह ताला तमाम साथियों की डोनेशंस को कबूल फरमाए। इसी तरह हमारे हाजी मेहदी खान मरहूम के लिए भी दुआ की दरख्वास्त की गई है, अल्लाह ताला उनको गरीक रहमत फरमाए, अल्लाह ताला उनकी तमाम गुनाहों को माफ़ फरमाए। एक और ज़रूरी ऐलान, इस तरह हर साल इस होता है कि हम इंग्लिश में एक सीरत कॉन्फ्रेंस रखते हैं साल के आखिर में जाकर, तो इस साल भी इंशाल्लाह अगले हफ्ते को, अगले सनीचर को, इस सनीचर नहीं मतलब बाद अगले सनीचर को इंशाल्लाह मगरिब से लेकर इशा तक एक सीरत कॉन्फ्रेंस होगा मस्जिद के अंदर, इंग्लिश में ही होगा। तमाम स्पीकर इंग्लिश में बात गुफ्तगू करेंगे। ये ख़ास तौर पर जो हमारे इंग्लिश समझने वाले भाई हैं और इसी तरह हमारे नौजवान हैं उनके लिए हमने ये एक ख़ास इंतज़ाम किया। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह उर्दू कॉन्फ्रेंस भी होती रहती है और इसी तरह इंग्लिश कॉन्फ्रेंस भी, तो साथियों से गुजारिश कि ज़रूर इसमें शिरकत फरमाएँ, इसकी तरफ तआवुन भी फरमाएँ और अपने नौजवानों को, अपने बच्चों को इसकी तरफ तरगीब भी दें। बच्चों के लिए भी, बच्चियों के लिए भी, मर्दों औरतों के लिए अब हमने बंदोबस्त की है, सो तमाम साथी इसमें ज़रूर शिरकत फरमाएँ। सो एज वी मैंशन लास्ट वीक एज़ वेल, वी हैव आवर एनुअल सीरा कॉन्फ्रेंस टेकिंग प्लेस next Saturday, not this Saturday but next Saturday, from Maghrib till Isha. So we have speakers who will be speaking in English, talking in English. We have qira'at and na'ats and all of these things which will take place. And then mashallah we have prepared food and arrangements and all of this as well. So brothers requested to inshallah attend that, spread the word inshallah. We only have 1 week left. And the sisters as well can attend. Upstairs we'll have seating and facilities for sisters. And keep an eye out. Many brothers come into the locality new and they always say to me, do we have anything for the sisters? So alhamdulillah, we have a lot of programs. Every month we have programs. Sisters are allowed to come. They're welcome to attend. Similarly, we have classes upstairs for brothers, for sisters, not just for children, for adults as well. So we can all learn about our deen, learn about our religion. It's very important, knowledge, learning knowledge of our religion so that we know right from wrong, halal from haram. We know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know what the things to do and the things to stay away from. So alhamdulillah, we have courses which we deliver every single year. So anyone interested, feel free to come to myself and inquire about these courses. MashaAllah, we have male teachers, female teachers teaching. So we want everyone to connect with these courses and assist and help out in any way that they can, inshallah. Most importantly, through your du'as, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of these efforts. Allah ta'ala grant us sincerity and ikhlas in all of our efforts as well, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي ayyala sala ayyala al fala ayyala al fala allahu akbar
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأيها الإخوة الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله ألا خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن خير الأمور عوازمها وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nashhadu anna muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kalamihi al-majid ba'd a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rules. صفحة درس فرما لجيغا موبايل فون بان كان لجيغا. Brother requested to move forward, fill in the gaps around them, move forward, fill in the gaps in front of you, stand shoulder to shoulder, make sure all the mobile phones are switched off or on silent.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah, hayya 'alas-salah, hayya 'alal-falah, hayya 'alal-falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى يا كريم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وارضنا وارض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصل الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.